Hello, this is the weekly astrology forecast, and this is astrologer Shelley Antine speaking to you about the week beginning Monday, June 5th, and ending on Sunday, June 11th. Well, we've had our lunar event, and we've seen how that Sagittarius moon played out. I think that full moon did the best job it could do for us here in the United States. I don't know about where you are, but at any rate, I sigh of relief. The vision for reconciliation, as I called that one, did come through, and hopefully it did in everybody's personal life as well. And so we've got a lot of planetary things happening this coming week, beginning right away on Monday the 5th, when the moon enters Capricorn, 3:31 a.m., moving to trine Jupiter in Taurus until 10:44 a.m. And as that happens, Venus, the nurturing sign of Cancer, and enters the more dramatic, romantic sign of Leo. So 9:46 a.m. is when she comes in to this place, and she's going to be a bit more extravagant in Leo, you know, as she would be. She will focus very much on love and the love of arts, expressions, entertainments. She will be in the sign that has to do with children and other creations of our own. And so there will be this value on those things. And also she will be a Venus that wants loyalty. And she will probably give loyalty also, unless there's some kind of strange stuff happening in relationship land, because she can be flirtatious but not necessarily act on it. You know, the Leo nature likes to have attention and affection. And so this Leo will also bestow that on others and show her love that way. You know, Leo rules the back, so people will be spending some money on maybe massages or chiropractic treatments. But also certainly Leo loves adornment, and particularly golden things, shiny things. So some things will be spent on the realm. And what we can also assume is that since the lion has the huge mane, that the sign of Leo also usually shows the attention to the hair. And so spending money, beautification, which is Venus, of the hair, will also be something that will be valued and spent upon. Leo is the sign in the financial realm of investments. And Leo, Venus, will spend and invest in things. So this is, you know, kind of that energy. And a love of being in the sun. So it's, you know, in vacation time at this point. We've had the schools had their last week. So families and kids, children, which is Leo, can start to have time, maybe go to the beach if you're not a beach dweller, and, you know, have a nice experience of basking in the sun, which is another. So this is basically the energies we're in, and in that particular place, and wherever you have this transit, is a place that you can find both love and money. And if you have it in your first house or your 10th house, the ascendant and the midheaven, you will look your best. And people will be remarking on that too. It's kind of a nice thing when you get to have Venus transit the public house where people see you. And those, both of those houses are that. So anyway, moving on from this unfortunately, Venus has to have its first aspect be the opposition to retrograde Pluto in Capricorn. I'm sorry, I'm thinking about how it's going back into Capricorn next week, in the sign of Aquarius. So that's at 12:05 p.m. So there may be a quick test of loyalty for Venus, because Pluto in Aquarius is, you know, focused on group dynamic and isn't going to be, you know, focused on the Leo energy, which would like to have that. Thank you very much. So there is a challenge there. But it's quick. It's over. And we're going to be seeing a kind of a good day on Monday of Capricorn Moon to Jupiter, and then a sextil from Capricorn Moon to Saturn and Pisces, 3:12 p.m. And then we're moving quite a long way to get to it, but on Tuesday, Capricorn Moon trine Uranus and Taurus, 1:10 p.m., and then trine Mercury and Taurus, 5:34 p.m., and then going towards the sextil to Neptune and Pisces, and these are all Eastern Daylight Time. That will come in 12:40 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time on Wednesday. So this is a really long sweep of positive energy, and we're in the third quarter. So it's kind of like assessment is what we're doing, but and also giving out our fruits of our harvest and sharing things with others. But we do have a lot of wonderful energy in a very practical Leo. Venus has the moon in Capricorn to be with at this point. So we will be focusing in on those matters of the mundane world and getting a lot of assistance and you're making some good strides, I think. Now, Wednesday the 7th, 4:42 a.m., Moon enters Aquarius. And once again, as I've mentioned before, right now, with the fixed planets in Aquarius, and that one happens to be Pluto, and now we've got Venus, Jupiter, Mars, Uranus, and Mercury, all in fixed signs, Taurus, Leo. It's a very difficult day Wednesday. Just as nice as it flowed for you on Monday and Tuesday, that's just as many roadblocks are coming up on Wednesday. Starting with the overnight conjunction of the Moon in Aquarius to Pluto retrograde in Aquarius, 4:48 a.m. Early morning opposition from Moon in Aquarius to Venus in Leo, 7:39 a.m., very out of sorts. Somebody is too distant for the warm, very warm Venus in Leo. Moon in Aquarius squares Jupiter for the morning until 12:35 p.m., and this is an issue about the future and how to proceed, and particularly with Jupiter and Taurus, we're looking at also, again, the very mundane qualities of property and personal property, this is, and finances and values. And, you know, this isn't, you know, a time to be discussing. Actually, all of Wednesday is not a good time to make plan to discuss anything really important, because fixed signs just don't compromise. They don't come to agreements very easily. They won't come to one with the moon square Jupiter, and you may be inclined to overdo because there's some frustration there that might make you overeat because it's Taurus, or even overspend. You know, sometimes that's what people do, the self-soothing things that they do. So now we get the moon in Aquarius going opposition Mars and Leo until 10:11 p.m. So this gets to the point now. People are in edgy energy state because of all those other aspects, and now they can really explode into argument, big time argument. Mars in Leo demands that loyalty, demands that attention, demands to be the leader. And the moon in Aquarius is so objective and detached. I mean, that's one of the things. And when the moon in Aquarius gets upset, it's like ivory tower time. You know, everything turns to ice below. That would be a great fairy tale about what happens when the moon in Aquarius gets angry. I mean, they don't usually engage the energy of the experience, but Mars and Leo will. And so maybe some of that will make the Aquarius come forth with some energy of their own. But usually they withdraw, and I mean, big withdraw, like, you know, and you're frozen on the spot. So that's, again, 10, 11 p.m. is when that's over. And it's so amazing to have the harmony of the lights come right after that. And that is, you know, the moon's withdrawn. And now it goes trine, another air sign, sun in Gemini. Okay, somebody finally hears me. Somebody finally understands me. I finally feel at ease within myself that, you know, I can express that to others. And that comes in on Thursday morning at 9:29 a.m. It's intellectual when it's in air signs. So it is about the meeting of the minds. All right, then we have unfortunately got two more squares for Moon in Aquarius for the rest of Thursday. So don't plan your important meetings on Thursday either, because the moon is square Uranus and Taurus till 2:37 p.m. And the rest of Thursday for the Eastern time is moon square Mercury in Taurus, which will complete 12:24 a.m. on Friday the 9th. Okay, so you got those 2 days. You got to figure yourself not doing the important communications if you want to meet people and have an agreement. Moon enters Pisces 6:14 a.m. Friday the 9th, and now we've got a nice sweep until the sextile to Jupiter in Taurus is over at 3:02 p.m. Get all that stuff you need to get done before then. You do have a Mercury in Taurus sextile Neptune, which is, you know, receiving lots of creative inspiration into the mundane issues at 5:14 p.m. But the moon in Pisces is joining Saturn. All right, so, and that's until 6:16 p.m. So from that sextile to Jupiter at 3:02 p.m., you have this Saturn energy coming in, and that can is usually a down energy. It can be a frightened energy. It can be just feeling glum and depressed and feeling like obstacles are in the way, you know. So this is where that energy shifted into the negative, which it kind of continues toward, but not with the same feeling nature. This time, the moon in Pisces is going towards the square to the sun in Gemini, and that's all the way from 6:16 p.m. Friday until Saturday at 3:21 p.m. when that aspect is exact. Now, this is when our inner nature is not in harmony with our conscious need to express, and this is also true in the outer world. You know, the Pisces moon, the psychic feeling energy, doesn't work as well with that person who's an authority, for instance, or just, you know, another person who is very logical and wants lots of facts and wants to communicate a lot. You know, Pisces doesn't work that well with that. So it's not easy to make agreements or to even get your point across if you're the sun in Gemini. Well, you know, see, because like Aquarius moon does a more frosty and obvious withdrawal. Pisces moon can appear to be there, but if you really look closely at their eyes, they swam away and they're hiding behind the coral reef now. But they're still present and still appear to be in the room. Okay, so that is the issue. But we enter the fourth quarter phase with the moon waning in light, square the sun. And so this now is going to be telling us we're going to have a new moon next week. In 7 days, the new moon will arrive. We're going to be in the last quarter now. And when we make that square, right in that day, in that moment, it is that moment of reckoning for ourselves, you know? And so you can look at this as like, okay, I have all this information in my Gemini, you know, communications, but what are my feelings telling me? Do I feel as though I'm really doing what I should do that's really authentic for me? I know what other people are saying. I really should listen to them, but maybe I should listen to my inner self and my gut feelings, you know. So this is what starts to happen. And when we go through this process, that's when we start to look at what needs to change and what we need to clear up and finish, but also what we need to move away for the rest of the time so that we can get into a new phase without it in our lives. I mean, literally, this can be literal cleaning up, clearing house, clearing stuff, but it may also be, you know, ideas and things that you were thinking you might be doing and changing your mind about, okay? So after we go through that square at 3:31 p.m., we get a chance to visualize and envision something, maybe new, maybe some different ideas as the moon in Pisces sextil Uranus and Taurus until 5:21 p.m. So you have almost 2 hours of that that you can utilize. If you know that's when it is, let yourself sit for a little while and see what's coming in to answer those questions from that square from the moon to the sun. Or if you need to get on the internet and get some information, or you need to talk to somebody who's going to have an interesting point of view to give you. But after 5:21 p.m. on Saturday, moon is moving towards the conjunction to Neptune. And that is going to be fog on the one hand, confusion on the other hand. And if you happen to have three hands, it will also mean there could be some weather issues going on with water, like lots of water. We have one more aspect this time for the moon in Pisces, because not long after 5:09 a.m. when the moon-Neptune conjunction completes on Sunday, Pluto retrogrades back into Capricorn. See, that's what I was looking at earlier when I was thinking Capricorn, Pluto's back. Yes, it is. It's back. Really back. We won't go back into Aquarius even after direct motion until 2024. So what is out there in the world that we're going back to get handled now and transform? And it's usually in Capricorn. It's in the outer world for us personally. It's in the house that the transit's taking place in. You know, it's something that you're going to maybe revise, or renew the reconstruction of, or you know, repair, or, you know, do things that are deep level transformations. And it doesn't mean they aren't positive. It just means we're going back. But it's also in the public arena. It's in the outer world. If it's Capricorn, for everybody, it's going to be looking at corporations and governments, not just in the United States, but the United States happens to be having the Pluto return again in its natal chart. So we are looking at, this is a very, very potent time for our country if you're in the United States, and you would have had to have been suspended and not having any contact with the outer world not to know what we've been going through. So here we come for the finish up process that'll take us through the end of the year and into next year. All right, so fasten your seat belts and see what happens out there, because what happens out there can also affect what's happening in our personal lives, as we just saw very recently, right before the Sagittarius full moon came in, right? So, Pluto back in Capricorn, 5:47 a.m., first thing that happens is Mercury in Taurus makes the trine. It's still a retrograde Pluto. It's 6:26 a.m. If you were up or in dreams, you may be going over financial things. But Mercury is hopping right out. A minute later, Mercury enters Gemini, 6:27 a.m. It's kind of funny. And Gemini is the sign, in my opinion, that Mercury rules. I'm like, I really think that, you know, once they give Virgo to one of the dwarf planets that I love, you know, Mercury will be happy to only have to deal with Gemini, because it's really, you know, the messenger of the gods is Mercury, and Gemini is the sign of communication. And so it will be strong here. It will be doing what it does, and I'm doing it well, hopefully, unless it's got some kind of conflict, you know. Gemini's going to eventually square Neptune in Pisces, right? So, you know, it's going to have that focus for us on, you know, thinking in the mundane way of thinking, which is important, because that's how you navigate your life, your environment. That's how you speak and travel and the, you know, errands that you do in life, and it's how you reach out to others. And so this is a good time. It's going to bring a good time, particularly after we go through the new moon, to be able to do that communicating, but for you, thinking also and getting information as we move into the rest of that fourth quarter, that will be giving you some helpful ideas as well. See, so shift of Venus, values and money and love nature, and now the shift of the mind and the way it thinks. You get better hand-eye coordination with Mercury in Gemini. It's the first time you may feel that Mercury is really direct. You know, it has been direct, but now you'll feel it more itself, let's say. Meanwhile, the moon in Pisces is making a sextile to retrograde Pluto in Capricorn at 9:20 a.m. at the same moment, like minutes, not even a minute after it does that, which is, you know, hello, I'm saying, I'll enjoy working with you again, Pisces moon says, because, you know, Pluto helps the structuring that the moon in Pisces may need. The very same minute, a little tiny seconds later, Moon enters Aries at 9:20 a.m. and makes a sextile to Mercury in Gemini, 9:43 a.m. So you get a little idea of the adventure that can come in every time the Moon is in Aries when it's connecting to Gemini. You get, you know, maybe something happens. Maybe you get a kind of a communication that you were waiting for. You want to create a communication and you send it. You know, it's active, or you want to get out and get on the road. You know, and you'll have a beautiful day with the Moon in Aries trine to Venus in Leo. Oh yes, and then it goes to trine Mars in Leo, and the Venus trine comes in at 7:40 p.m. And Mars trine comes in on Monday at 8:35 a.m. So you've got a great Sunday to make up for partially not so great Saturday. And, you know, we really had on balance more clear energy that helped us this week than we have. Just that, you know, Aquarius moon time is the most intense. During this day, though, Venus in Leo squares Jupiter in Taurus at 11:40 a.m. And what this is overindulgence, like on a large scale. You know, like this is when, if you had the plan, because it's a special day, you know, this is, you know, you went to the most fabulous restaurant in town for their brunch, you know, that kind of energy. Yeah, it's big. It's big. If you're home with your credit card, be careful. You don't really need the diamond necklace, honestly. You know, you've got plenty of jewelry. That kind of stuff. You'll have to have self-talk helping you not do things. But anyway, it's a really nice ending to that week. Lovely ending. And what we're going to be looking at on the week beginning June 12th to the 18th is we've got Father's Day coming in with a new moon in Gemini. And Saturn, which is frequently the father image, the authority father image, will be retrograding at 1:27 p.m. on Saturday the 17th. So we've got another retrograde joining the retrograde planet lineup. And we'll be talking about that. And so, wishing you a good week. Grab those great aspect days. And I'll say goodbye for now.